Good afternoon and welcome to today's edition of In Focus. Grant Demme with you here today, joined by Executive Director of the Table Community Food Center, Ramsey Hart. How's it going today, Ramsey?
Great, thanks, Grant. You?
Good, good. Well, we figured we'd connect because there's a few things we wanted to talk about and share with our listeners, and that's where you come in. Does that sound good with you?
Yeah, let's get started.
Awesome. So first of all, we'll start with the table seeking members for its board of directors. So what can you tell me about what that is and who makes a good candidate for a member of the board?
Great. So we have a system for our board of directors where they rotate off, and then there's always just changes that come up with folks. So it's pretty much an annual process for us to reach out to the community and find new board members. And this year we're looking to fill three positions, and folks can apply now, and then we'll confirm folks at our annual meeting in September. So there's still a bit of time, but we do want to sort of have things lined up before we get into the summer. And a good board member is somebody with some time to commit, with a shared commitment to the table's values of social justice, ensuring equitable access to food, and community building, and who just really likes what we do and gets what we do and is interested in contributing. And their contributions can really run the gamut from financial planning and monitoring to fundraising to promoting the organization within their networks to strategic thinking to advice and guidance on program development and where the table goes sort of with our operations.
And you mentioned you're seeking somebody who has some time to commit to this. How big of a time commitment is it? How much of, let's say, a week or a month would this take out of somebody's day?
Yeah, I think it's good to think about it monthly because we do have a monthly board meeting, and occasionally we'll miss one for July for the summer. But yeah, through most of the year, we have a monthly meeting. And I'd say with some reading prep time and the meeting itself, you're looking at about 6 hours a month for that meeting. And then we also ask people to participate in at least one of our working committees. And so that's, again, another about 4 to 6 hours a month. So you're looking at a total minimum commitment of about 12 hours a month. So not too onerous, but it definitely is a commitment. And that's sort of the baseline. And certainly many board members do more than that, depending on how involved they get in other initiatives or projects. We are a governance board. So the board's not expected to really dive into the detail operations of the organization. We are fortunate to have a really healthy staff team paid employees to do the day-to-day work, but the board is there to provide sort of the oversight and governance and strategic direction to the staff team.
Now, in terms of background or experience, is this something that would be eligible for somebody, let's say, who hasn't volunteered in the past before? Is this a jumping off point for some people, or is this more maybe we want you to have some volunteer experience previously, maybe not at the table but elsewhere?
Great question, Grant. Thanks. Yeah, we are looking for folks that have an engagement with our mission. So that could be that people have volunteered with us at the program level. It could be that they volunteered in similar organizations or done similar work elsewhere. But we have found when we've had applicants that just sort of write cold out of the blue, sort of say, hey, I want to join the board. We say, well, what's your connection to our work? And if there isn't a clear answer to that, then we have encouraged people to volunteer at the program level or get to know us better so that they know what we're all about before joining the board. So I wouldn't say it's the first step to being engaged with the table unless folks have some other kind of relevant experience. And I would say one thing we certainly value in board members and something, a bit of a gap on our board right now is people with lived experience of dealing with the kinds of challenges the table works to help people through. So folks that have experience living in or close to the poverty line or dealing with food insecurity in their lives, not necessarily presently, but at some point in their life, just so they have a good connection to the kinds of challenges that folks that we're working with face.
And if somebody wanted to apply or find out more, how can they go about doing that?
Get in touch with myself is probably the easiest way. They can call or email. My email is Ramsey, R-A-M-S-E-Y, @thetablecfc.org.
Excellent. And now moving on to a new topic now. Of course, as I'm sure a lot of our listeners know, earlier this month there was a fire on Harvey Street that displaced a number of residents. And I understand that the table's really involved with helping those people out.
We're doing our best to try and get folks access to services and supports. Over 30 people displaced from a community housing building in Perth. And no, real concrete idea of when people will be able to return there. So a couple of main challenges are housing and victim services, and Leonard County have provided folks with some initial support to get housed. We're still waiting to try and figure out what sort of some sort of medium-term plan might be. We've been providing some grocery cards to folks to help them out. Anybody in motels, is their food costs are going to go up probably because they're going to have to buy some more prepared foods and things like that because they don't really have proper cooking facilities. And then we've been coordinating with others. Kelly from Twisted Fork's been great and is going to be cooking up some meals. We're going to help her get those distributed. We're organizing a meeting with residents that's going to be at the table on Friday. It's really just a meeting for residents and support services. And we're encouraging anybody that was displaced from the fire to come to that. And then we've also started a special fund. We heard from some community members, they wanted to chip in and help as well. And so we've created a fund and a specific way to donate online, or people can just put a memo on a check donation or an e-transfer and let us know that they want to support the folks from Harvey Street, and we'll make sure those funds go to direct supports, whether it's additional grocery cards or helping folks pay their deductible on their insurance or with additional transportation costs they might have getting to work or getting around because they're no longer downtown and sort of in a walkable location.
And this seems like one of those instances where you sort of lean heavier on the relationships the table has cultivated over the years, just working within the community, communicating with your partners and saying, hey, we need this, these people need that, and see what you can sort of pool together.
Yeah, that's a great observation, Grant. Thanks. Yeah, it's where the time spent attending meetings and networking sessions and reaching out and just being in touch, that you sort of have that virtual Rolodex at the ready to check in with folks. And also, I think the trust that we've developed with the community, that when they said we want to be able to donate to these folks, how do we do that? They came to the table and asked us if we would sort of facilitate that for them. So, I think it speaks to both that work in building that network of professional relationships and also with the community that they know they can trust us to take that money, make sure it gets put to good use, directly supporting the residents.
And lastly here, before we let you go and get you on with your day, I understand that there's a bit of an update in regards to the swimathon.
Yeah, so if folks haven't heard, a wonderful man named David Yerksa has done swimathons for a variety of organizations over the years. And now he'll be doing a swimathon that's jointly for the table and the Charbot Lake Food Bank. And his goal is to do 25 laps and raise $2,500. And David has a physical disability, which is so that makes doing the 25 laps a not insignificant challenge for him. And we're really excited about it. I know we have over $1,000 donated already. So we're approaching the halfway mark of his goal. And he's been collecting donations at Giant Tiger. Folks may have seen him there and may see him around town elsewhere. So we're excited. I'm very confident that we'll reach our target by the swimathon.
And that target of $2,500, I mean, I imagine you've learned over the years how to figure out how to really stretch every dollar you receive.
For sure, that $2,500 will go a long way through our meal programs and the food bank and our other programming. We're definitely able to have a big impact with that kind of contribution.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. It was a pleasure to catch up, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
Great. Thanks very much, Grant.
Well, that'll do it for today's edition of In Focus with Ramsey Hart. I'm Grant Demme. We'll talk to you tomorrow.